What is going on, my real estate investing friends? I wanted to jump in here and tell you thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I seriously hope that it brings you an insane amount of value in order for you to be able to crush it in your marketing for your active real estate investing business. This show is specifically here to educate real estate investors on amping up their marketing. So more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are either already an active investor or you're wanting to jump in, you're doing a little bit of educating for yourself. So if you're either of those and you enjoy this show, you're gonna wanna subscribe to the REI Marketing Weekly Email Newsletter. Yes, I know that's a mouthful, but it is totally worth it because that's where this show kind of derived from. And in that newsletter, it's 100% value content and it's got four segments in each newsletter that goes out every single Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time about crushing it in your real estate investing business marketing. We have segments where I myself give a marketing tip. We have a segment for a marketing update or a how-to. So if there's something that's new on like Facebook or a new algorithm for Google or something like that, we talk about that, or there's a new platform that comes out. We also do a lot of how-tos. And then we have a segment specifically for somebody that is in an active real estate investing business, crushing it in some form of their marketing efforts. And that's where this show comes in. So we're literally stripping the audio from that interview and putting it into this show. So there's that segment on the email newsletter. And then there's a segment specifically for a tool or a resource that you're able to use in your marketing. So in order to get to this, go to colormedia.com/subscribe, colored spelled C-U-L-L-E-R. So colormedia.com/subscribe. Make sure that you do that. Do not miss out on it because it's a great newsletter, 100% value. There's no selling in there. And you guys are going to learn so much from that. It's just an extension of this podcast and for you guys to be able to go deeper into your marketing and get all these little tips here and there that are going to help you stand out in your market. So again, thank you so much for listening to this show. Make sure that you share it around with your friends. I seriously appreciate it. If you do, leave a review if you're able to, and then I hope you enjoy. Let's get started with today's Who's Crushing It segment. Let's go.
All right, guys, what's going on? Josh Culler here for the REI Marketing Weekly Newsletter. And for today's segment of Who's Crushing It, I've got my good friend, Jimmy Ogle, representing out of Oklahoma City, if you can't tell by the state on his hat there. So Jimmy's actually a client. I was actually just with him last week in Oklahoma City. And man, we had a good day, man. Like, it was raining like crazy. Yeah, so weird start, weird ending. I actually got stranded in Oklahoma City, and long story behind that. But so Jimmy is actually, one thing that he mentioned to me that he's doing that's working well with acquiring leads for homes is he is actually, so he's using postcards. I mean, most everybody marketing 101 with acquiring, you know, distressed sellers is using postcards, right? I mean, most of you are probably doing that if you're not already. One thing that Jimmy's doing a little bit differently is adding a photo of his family to the actual postcard. And he says that it's getting really good traction. So I'm gonna have him talk about that a little bit, kind of about where he got the idea for that and kind of the results that he's seeing out of it. And maybe even explain out, no, Jimmy, if you have the postcard that you showed me there on your desk, if you could show that too, that'd be cool. But Jimmy, before you jump into actually explaining that, do me a favor for the people who don't know who you are, just give a 20 to 30 second rundown of who you are and what you do.
So my name's Jimmy Ogle, Oklahoma City. I've been in real estate for 5 years now. We average anywhere from 5 to 10 deals a month and growing. And probably 50 to 70% of that is wholesale. And then big portion buy and hold. And then we flip a couple as well. But just, you know, growing. Used to have a real estate franchise and got out of that recently and now doing it on our own. And so just learning and growing is the name of the game right now.
Yeah. And we had that conversation about the franchise you were with before, and they did all the marketing and everything. And now you have to do the marketing. So you got to be a little creative with how you're getting deals and everything. So go ahead and talk about the postcards then, kind of where you got the idea and how that's working for you, kind of like the process that you're going through with actually. I know that you said you're using a new photo or something like that. So maybe just talk about that whole strategy with the postcard.
Yeah. I mean, I don't feel like I'm doing anything original with it. I got it from Todd Swagger, the Yellow Letters HQ. On his website, he shows the template on there, and he's got his family photo on it. And so when I started mailing the first month or two, we didn't have it on there, and then we decided to throw it on there and see how it went. And I think it's had a huge effect. I feel like it builds trust right out of the gate with for one, they're able to see your face, but also to, you know, see that you're a real person with family. And and I think even if, you know, if you don't want to put a family photo on there, I think maybe putting a photo of your team or something, I think it just helps build that trust up front. And something about people being able to see your face that, that just establishes a connection.
Yeah, absolutely. So like one of the things that we did too, was when I was out there in Oklahoma City shooting video with Jimmy, was we're kind of doing like Jimmy going around to a bunch of different houses and walking through some houses. And then, I still got you, Jimmy?
Yeah.
You good? Okay. For some reason, it said that you left. I don't. I was like, okay, see you. Oh, good. Okay. So I'll pick up. So when we were out there in Oklahoma City, Jimmy actually had me shoot a video in front of one of the nicer houses that he had out there with his whole family in front of him. And he kind of closed the video with, you know, thanks for joining us. I don't remember exactly what you said, but you had your family in the shot there. And I think that's really cool because many people don't understand, especially when you're in marketing, that people base a lot of their decisions off of feelings and emotions, not logical, you know, they don't do it logically like you as an investor would do. So you have to keep that in mind. And when they have the feeling of, you know, family and that kind of a function, and he even mentioned, if you don't want to put your family on there, put your team on there as well. That's all good ideas. So Jimmy, real quick, is this something that you're putting that family photo on every single postcard that goes out? Are you doing any kind of A/B testing with, you know, postcards without or with the photo, or is it all of them that go out have the photo?
All of them that go out have the photo.
So what kind of results? Yeah. So what kind of results are you guys seeing? I mean, you mentioned that you're getting, you know, a few deals off of those. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, consistently every month, at least 50% or more of our deals are coming from those postcards. So we're getting pretty good. I don't have, you know, like exact percentage rates.
Yeah, sure.
All stuff like that. I'm not that thorough with my tracking, but I do know, you know, that, I mean, in July we bought 10 deals and 5 of them were from our direct mail. So,
man, that's awesome. Do you think that has anything to do with, And you and I had this conversation. I just want you to tell the audience here, like, is this just because maybe the your market isn't that saturated? Is there not a lot of people doing postcards, or is there a lot of people doing postcards?
No, there's a,
that you're aware of.
There's a ton of people doing them. I mean, we're just in a stack of 15 or 20.
Yeah.
I think that's almost anywhere anymore, but there's huge competition here. So it's just another thing to try to stand out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's, and guys, like, you're listening to this right now. This is, I mean, we had Zach Beach on last week talking about kind of getting a story from your customer as opposed to a testimonial. And these aren't any things that are, you know, rocket science. There's nothing that, you know, takes like a full marketing agency to implement stuff like this. These are just little actionable things that you could do that might, you know, tip the scale, that might actually generate more leads for you. And so like Jimmy said, I mean, he's got a lot of competition out there, stack of 15, 20 postcards when he goes to an appointment sometimes, and, you know, he's still getting the deals, and this might be one thing that's helping move that needle. So I think that's it, Jimmy. Anything else you want to share? I mean, that's all I wanted you to really share on here, is just that idea. And I think that some people could take away and implement.
Yeah, nothing else from me.
All right. Awesome. Well, Jimmy, I appreciate you jumping on, man. Thank you so much for sharing that. Jimmy, if somebody wanted to connect with you, whether Facebook or email or phone number or whatever, how can somebody get in contact with you?
Facebook and Instagram. It's at the Jimmy Ogle.
At the Jimmy Ogle, not the real Jimmy Ogle, just the Jimmy Ogle. We don't even need the real Jimmy Ogle on there. Just the Jimmy Ogle. All right, cool, man. Thank you so much for being on. Appreciate you guys. Make sure you reach out and connect with Jimmy. He's an awesome person. Love getting to work with him. So that's going to do it for today's weekly newsletter, Who's Crushing It segment. You guys, make sure you join us next week for the next segment.